Perspective's a good thing, isn't it? Sometimes we lose perspective. No, you can't always win. But perspective is an important thing. I was trying to think what I might share today that could maybe help you find some new perspective. Thought about the third grade girl who never paid attention in class. She's always disrupting other students and never turning in her homework on time. And her third grade teacher decided to teach an art segment. And for the first time, this third grade girl paid attention and was quiet in the back of the room. So the teacher had to see what was up. So she walked up to her. She said, "Well, what are you working on?" The little girl, just proud as punch, man, looked at the teacher. She said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." The teacher said, "Well, wait a minute. Nobody knows what God looks like." She said, "They will in a minute." Perspective. Did y'all ever see that movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway? You know, here's this guy stranded on a desert island. Heard a story about a guy like that. He got stranded on a desert island. Everything he had was destroyed except for like his Bible and a few meager possessions, a comb, a photograph of a loved one. About all he really had left. And for about a month, he just was so depressed. Couldn't help it. The circumstance that he was living in him. Just tore him up. But about a month into it, he started, you know, realizing that he needed to do something more than just wallow in that. So he figured he'd try to build himself a life. So he did. He did the best he could to build a shelter. A couple of months into it, man, he was actually starting to feel at home because he had resigned himself to what was, you know. One day he's out looking for food, forgot to tend the fire properly, came back, and his shelter and all of his possessions had burned up. He was completely just blown over by that. And he laid on the beach, just hitting the beach, screaming at God, crying. Laid there all night long, fell asleep, sun went down, sun came up, here come the tide, and woke him up. And he looked up and he thought he'd seen something at first, but he realized there was a ship coming in. And there was a rowboat coming in with some guys from the ship, and they got to the shore and they said, "We're here to rescue you." And he said, "How did you know I was here?" And they said, "Well, you saw your signal fire the other day." You know, perspective, right? You know, my wife had cancer about 2 years ago, and man, we just heard the word cancer, and it was just the word itself just seemed like it wanted to devastate us. You know, and I remember when I took her to the hospital to have her surgery, you know. And the thing that strikes in my mind most about her time in the hospital was how kind people were to her. The nurses, the staff, kind of made the bill a little more bearable. You know. And I'm grateful that she made it, you know. But in the middle of when she was wrestling with all of that, I felt like our whole lives became a log jam. Do you know that feeling? Well, like, it just all of a sudden, everything that you have seems like it's floating down the river good, but then everything gets kind of jammed up, and it's just too much to deal with. That's a terrible, overwhelming feeling. What do you do? Well, sometimes perspective helps. If you're smart, you think about with log jams, you think about, well, what does a logger do if they have a log jam? They climb up on a mountain or to a tall tree or they get a big thing that lifts them up above the river and they study it for a while. And they figure out, usually there's two or three pieces of this log jam that are really causing the problem. Perspective gets them away from it a little bit so they can see that they don't have to fix everything. Can go in and work on the two or three logs that are causing the log jam, and if you pull those out, the river takes care of the rest. You know? And time just kind of moves things forward. But the perspective is we can't always fix it all. But we all can step back in times of difficulty and try to get perspective. I never know when I come to hospital who I'm going to meet. But I usually assume that I'm going to meet some people that are caregivers and receivers of care. And I just want to remind you today how important you are. How this littlest thing can make a big difference, you know, for somebody else. Just want to say thanks. Thank you a bunch for putting kindness and thoughtfulness in such a high priority.